says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."
Yes, Jenna is here. Jenna, the last time you were here, we were talking about Summer Bash.
Yes.
Now we're talking about Summer Fest.
Yes, Summer Fest. So summer in St. Joe, Bering County, Cass County, that whole area is so much fun. There's so much going on. We have so many wonderful organizations that, you know, are amazing organizations that put on different festivals to really showcase, you know, Michigan and just the highlights of the crafts that we make and just having a great time on, you know, Silver Beach. So
exactly. Awesome. That one of those is the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. We have Joelle here from the SMSO. Hi.
Hello.
I know Joelle. So if we all seem super laid back, that's why. Thanks for being here today. I wanted to give you the details on Summerfest, which will be happening next weekend. So you have a full week to get your tickets and tell people about it and go. Saturday, July 21st, it is happening at Shadowland Pavilion. That's on Silver Beach in St. Joe. Music and microbrews is the Summerfest theme. And this is something that's been going on for a few years.
Year. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So Jenna brought some of the beer that they're going to have there that day. We'll sample that in the next segment. However, I wanted to give you the opportunity to give us a lowdown on everything else in between. Entertainment. Let's cover that real quick.
Right. So we want to have people come and have a good time. So we have two bands picked out. We have the Swift Brothers starting at 5, and they're a two-person brother team that is doing music like Mumford & Sons and the Lumineers, you know, lighthearted, fun music. Yeah. And then at 7:30, we're doing a 90s band, Full House, that is just nonstop 90s retro music in their complete outfits.
Did you hear the name Full House?
Yes, I love that. I saw that on the website and I thought that was really cute. Like, what a cute name for a band. It's like, you
I know you're
the
excited
show
about this,
then,
Jenna.
Yeah, what's that?
I said, I know you're excited about this.
Oh, I'm real excited.
90s all Absolutely. The way. Not only are they playing 90s music, but they dress the part.
Yes. Right.
And we encourage dancing. No shame in dancing.
So those will be the entertainment feature that night. First one, the Swift Brothers start at 5, and then Full House starts at 7:30. This event wraps up at 10. Actually opens, starts at 4. So in addition to the entertainment there that night, you also have,
beer.
Of course, the beer portion.
The most important part of showcasing.
Yes. Tell me about some of the breweries that are going to be there.
Well, so they have 16 different breweries, which is awesome. So there's a ton of selection. Not only 16 breweries, but they're going to have one of the 16 is a cider company, which is Virtue Cider. And then they also have one area for wine. So they have one table of wine. So if you're not a beer drinker, we still have something for you.
Okay.
Primarily, all of them are local on that table. We will have one that is not, which is actually a French Rosé. But we do have wine from Gravity, Round Barn, and Tabor Hill. So it's going to be some of our local wineries that'll be showcased. But yeah, so back to the breweries. As we know, this is more about that whole showcase of that. Each brewery will be starting out with 4 different selections. I mean, that's a lot of different things to be able to try, which I think is awesome. Anything from, you know, we got barley wines to Kolsch's to porters to stouts. I mean, kettle sours. You're going to see all different kinds of cool beer styles that are happening. So I brought a few today that I know we're going to sample in the next segment. But I'm really excited about some of the decisions and choices our breweries have made that I think are unique and different. And I think everyone will be really excited to try.
Yeah. So not only will we be able to try lots of variety of different beers to choose from that day, you buy tokens there and then you can exchange those for either the sample or the full beer.
Right.
However, you still do need tickets to actually get in. So, Joelle, if you could run me past ticket costs and where we can get them.
Yes. So it's all one ticket price, $15 in advance, $20 the day of. Children 12 and under are free. So if you're a family and you just want to bring your kids, it makes it really affordable.
Mm-hmm. Get them at smso.org.
Yes.
There's also, if you want to stop and get them, remember to get them before next Saturday. That way you only pay the $15. Otherwise, they do go up at the gate $20. Just be prepared for that. You can get them at the Symphony office, which is downtown St. Joe. You can also get them at St. Joe Today, the Liquor Locker in St. Joe, and Rooster's Party Store in St. Joe. So they're all over the place. We are talking about Summerfest Music and Microbrews. It's happening next Saturday, July 21st at Shadowland Pavilion. And we're going to sample beer next. So stick around. These are going to be some of the beers that you'll be able to see there next weekend.
Lindsay Kay says, "Hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing."